Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no everyone. How you doing, man? It's hump day. If I was a camel, I'd be real popular today. But you know, I call it hump day, jump day, pump day. Every day's a Jesus day. Amen. I hope you woke up to a wonder. You hear that? The sound effects. Once again, I'm not even pushing the button and the thing is going haywire already. Come on, I need some IT help here because I need cousin it. Anyway, just want to welcome everybody coming in and listening to the program this evening. You know, it's Wednesday, and we just want to welcome everyone. Whether you're fighting all that traffic going on to the west side, or you're already home on the east side, or if you're stuck on the inside of one of our facilities here at Waiava, at Halava, FDC, OCCC, or even Laumaka, we have not forgotten you, Laumaka boys, or maybe even at WCCC. We want to say aloha. Thank you for tuning in. Still recovering from a wonderful evening on Monday with our sisters in Modules 3, 4, and Module 8 down at OCCC. Just, sisters, keep up the good fight. Keep in the word. Like I said and like we said that night, the world got you there, but the word is going to get you out. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, and tonight we're so blessed once again to have my lovely bride with us. You know, it's kind of like when she never wanted to pray for a few years. My chicken would get all mildew and everything on my plate while I waited for her to open her mouth to pray. But now we can't keep her quiet for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so now, not only does she like to come to the radio studio, she likes to participate. And we're very grateful for that because it gives my brain a break sometimes.
Thank you, honey.
I said brain, not pain. Hallelujah, Jesus. She's my wingless angel. God blessed me. I don't have to wait to get to heaven to find an angel the Lord gave me 1 year ago. We decided to get married, and we've been fluttering around without our wings ever since. In the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes, folks, we just got to get happy where we're at. Don't get happy on where you're going to go. Don't be happy where you've been, but be happy right where you're sitting,
yeah,
right where you're standing. And I'm talking to you, my brothers and sisters, that are sitting right now. It's 9:30 p.m., almost lights out at your facility. You might be looking up at the bunk. You might be looking up at that window at the stars that are outside. You need to get happy. You need to get happy that you're alive. You need to get happy that you've had some food to eat today. You need to get happy that the Lord continues to bless you despite all of your challenges, all of your mistakes, all of your shortcomings, and as Pastor Wayne used to say, I love that word, all of your foibles.
Ooh.
Look that one up. But tonight we want to talk about something near and dear to our heart. And it's something that they call the Holy Spirit, getting filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, a lot of people, they say, well, what's the Holy Spirit? You're getting all spiritual. Well, we are spiritual because we believe in a spiritual being, a living God. Amen.
Amen.
But you see, a lot of people misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is. We're going to try and break it down a little bit tonight. So maybe you might understand and you might know what's going on in your heart and in your body when you're getting, when you're at church and things start happening. You know, our church up at... We're Free Inside Prison Ministry, and our church is up in Wahiawa, 300 Willakina Drive, the Free Inside Church, under the senior pastoral leadership of Pastor Scott Sonoda. And we are the good in the hood. We believe that. We profess that, and we are that.
Amen.
We reach out to our Jerusalem almost every day with the children that are around us in the neighborhoods and to all of those that just need a helping hand sometimes. And no matter where you are today, I can guarantee you, if not already, there will come a day, too, where you might need a helping hand. So we like to help those that are around us, to lift them up. Tonight, we come to encourage you, not to discourage you. We come to lift you up, not to pull you down.
That's right.
And we come to give you the knowledge and the power that comes with the knowledge of the Word of God.
Yes.
Fair warning to all my thousands of fans out there. We will be coming at you with the Jesus book tonight because it's a Jesus book kind of day.
That's
amen.
Right. Amen.
Sometimes when the world comes sideways, brother, you just got to hit them like that and get them back where it belongs because Jesus is still in control.
Yes.
God is still in control, the last time I checked. But we're going to open up with some verses, and Lynn's going to be reading out of the book of Ephesians, and then I'm going to come right back at you with the Jesus book. Amen. Hold on, buckle up. And as Chewbacca said in the movie of Star Wars, if you remember Luke Skywalker, they were trying to escape, and Han Solo was the pilot in the spaceship, and all of a sudden they were going to go into this thing called hyperspace, where everything got real blurry and real fast, and sometimes that's how Brother Bula talks, real blurry and real fast, but it all makes sense when the end of the movie comes around.
Yes.
So that was my favorite line from my favorite star in that movie, Chewbacca. The 6'8", oversized gorilla with a heart of gold. Had great hairdo, though. Reminded me of a good brother named Paul Ewan at work. Brother Paul, if you're listening, I'm giving you a shout-out right now.
Amen.
You weighed as much as Chewie, you just weren't as tall as him. But anyway, Chewie's line, when Han Solo says, "Now, are you ready? We're going into hyperspace." And this is my favorite line of the whole movie, when Chewbacca goes, "Arr." So I've just done that. So now we're ready to hyperspace ourselves into the heavens to be with Jesus tonight. So as you can tell, you know, I've had 2 cups of water and a peanut butter jelly sandwich. And I still got my, let me make sound effects, Skittles to go. Okay, haven't even touched those guys. So we're ready to go. Lynn's going to open up the book of Ephesians. I hope you're ready to roll with us. And we're just excited to be with you.
Oh, hello, my brothers and sisters. Happy Wednesday. And we're going to be reading out of Ephesians 5, 15 to 20. And it says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Bula?
Well, I'm going to come at you with the Jesus book because it's not the same that I just heard, but I kind of like my version a little bit better. So this is in the book of Ephesians, in the Jesus book. It says, "For the Ephesus people," and it says Ephesus. You have to learn how to pronounce that, Ephesus.
Ephesus.
And put the emphasis on the Ephesus, okay?
Yes.
And so we're going to be in chapter 5, and we're going to be right at verse 15. And let me put on my lips. Okay, so here we go. "So then, watch out how you guys live, eh? Be sure you every time know what for do. Don't make just like people that don't know nothing. Every time you guys get chance for do good kind stuff, do them. Because nowadays, any kind bad stuff stay happening. That's why you guys better think before you do any kind stuff. Try for understand what the boss like you guys for do. Eh, no go get drunk, because then you're going to go wild and no more shame nothing. But let God's Spirit take charge of you. Then you're going to talk to each other with songs from the Bible and songs about God and the kind songs that God's Spirit give you. And you're going to sing and play for the boss from your heart. And every time you're going to tell God our Father mahalo plenty for everything, because you stay tight with our boss, Jesus Christ. And you're going to show respect for each other and listen to each other, because you get choke respect for Christ."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's so simple. What is trying to be explained to us, and we just make life really difficult. You know, sometimes we can make life super hard for us when it's not even supposed to be that hard. Because right here it's saying, "Be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves." So you start singing to yourself. You start yourself all jacked up. You don't have to make loud kind. You can just hum to yourself. Or, you know, you just get that. Sometimes you get the little song, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the..." You know, you're going to be humming wrong. And, you know, when you're happy inside, you're going to smile. It's going to show on the outside.
Amen.
But it says making music to the Lord in your hearts. That doesn't mean you need a microphone. We don't need to go all the way down to crazy karaoke. We don't have to be a wannabe in the shower. The Lord knows your heart. Amen.
Amen.
So if you are happy in your heart, the Lord's going to know that. And we get happy when we start singing praises, when we start singing psalms. But you see, we give thanks for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we submit to each other out of reverence for Christ. Well, that sounds real nice and dandy, Bula, but what does that mean? Well, you know, sometimes when you go to church, you see people, especially when you come up to the First Assembly of God Church in Wahiawa at 300 Willakina Drive, the good in the hood.
The good in the hood.
You walk inside and get this handsome Samoan guy playing praise and worship, get all kind young adults singing with him, get one kid, they call him Aku Bone on the drums, you get Icy Bear over on the bass, you get Sister Francine over there on the keyboard singing like an angel, and you see them praising the Lord. But now you're walking into the church, and get one Japanese lady playing one tambourine, get one Filipino girl in the front, she dancing all kind of teeny cling cling. Ooh. You get one Samoan guy stirring up deep, deep wells. But you see everyone is smiling. Everyone is praising the Lord. Everyone is raising their hands. Now get some people, they kind of reserve, you know, they sit in the back row, but I spot them with my side eye. And I know they like jump up and down, but something tell them, we cannot do that because we've never done that before. Well, you know what? Just buckle loose, bro. Let go and let God. You know, David danced with his troops.
Yes,
David wept for his troops. You know, sometimes we got to forget about how the world thinks and think how God thinks. He's going to say, you love me so much and you give me all kind of lip service, but you get a chance to just buckle loose on my sake and you're going to stand there and just twiddle your thumbs. Come on, man. You ask me for all kind of stuff for you. I don't hold back. How can we ask God for his first when we give him leftovers? I never understood that part. But you see, when you praise the Lord with everything you have, and we're talking reckless abandon, we get people, they drop to their knees in worship. Bow down. You know, when you play the right songs, your hearts get compelled to do what the Lord wants you to do.
That's right.
Now, that's not saying anybody is better than anybody else, because you're praising him inside your heart, singing psalms of thanksgiving inside your heart. But you see, we're submitting. We submit to everyone out of reverence for
that's
Christ.
Right.
Well, what does that mean, submit? Well, it's like when the usher tell you, excuse me, this way, please. And you say, but my seat is over there. Oh, sir, please sit over here. Do you know who I am? You know, what kind of submission is that? Get off your trips. I don't care if you went to church for 20 years and sat in the same chair. The problem is you've been sitting in that chair for 20 years not doing anything. You need to change seats sometimes and see what it's like on the other side.
Oh, praise the Lord.
We don't go to church. We are the church, okay?
That's
amen.
Right.
Folks, we got to get out of those four walls and get past those four walls and get into our Jerusalems, get into our neighbors. I believe in missions all around the world, but I believe in missions across the street. I believe in missions within our family. I believe in missions within our workplace. I believe in missions within our community. I believe in missions within our prisons. I believe in missions in our care homes. I believe in missions in our hospitals. Why do we have all those ministries? Because those are missional fields. Amen. You see, sometimes we don't have to go across the world to bring someone to the Lord Jesus Christ. We can go across the parking lot
across
to the guy
world.
sitting by the bus stop waiting for the bus, but he don't know Jesus.
That's right.
So what, we got to go catch a plane to go to New Delhi when we get one guy sitting, 100 yards from us? But it's because, he might know us. He might recognize me. He might know me from somewhere before. But if I go to a foreign country, I can do anything I want for God in the name of Jesus because no one knows me.
Ooh, good word, Buddha.
Insane, huh? Who are you going to represent? Come on now, guys. You're just talking real here tonight.
Amen.
If you're going to praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Don't do it for the admiration or you like make sure everybody know you get the right dance step, because everyone dances right for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And I can say that because I got two left feet and two right thumbs, you know, but I make do, okay? It's just with the joy of the Lord. When you get filled with the joy of the Lord, you begin to realize, you begin to appreciate, you begin to conceptualize, you begin to understand the sacrifice that was made on the cross for you. And how can you not have joy in your heart? I don't care if you're sick, I don't care if you're tired, you still have the breath of life in you today. You are still on this side of the ground. God has blessed you with another day of life. Get happy, get real, praise his name, because it could be a lot worse. Amen.
Lynn,
why don't you explain sometimes, you know, when the Spirit comes over you, and sometimes I know, you know, me and you, we big crybabies. Okay, let me tell everybody that. My wife, she's a crybaby, but I'm a 300-pound crybaby.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes in those moments. It comes in those times when you know that you're not worthy of the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
When you look in the mirror and you say, God, thank you so much. How can you even see anything good in me when I can't even see the good in others?
Yes.
You know, and the Lord says just to love him with all of our heart, our mind, and our soul, and our body.
Lord.
Just love him and to love others as we love ourselves. You know, yes. The problems we can't forgive ourselves. But, you know, when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, it takes you to another plane. It takes you to another level.
Thank you,
it
Jesus.
Removes you from the trappings of society
and the world
to a place where you can freely express yourself. You know, I think when I go to heaven, I'm going to see angels jumping up and down. I'm going to see an angel doing the worm in front of me. I'm going to see guys doing James Brown action up
Amen.
There, you know. I'm going to see guys doing kahikos up there. I'm going to see guys doing the haka up there. All for the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can you believe that people from every nation and every tongue will be celebrating to the name of Jesus? Hallelujah shall ring through our ears in the halls in the heavens.
Yes.
It's going to be unbelievable.
Yes.
But you see, heaven is on earth right now. We can create what is happening in heaven
on earth
as it is in heaven as we pray in the Lord's Prayer. We need to embrace that. We need to stop worrying about what people think. Because you know what? In the bottom line, in your last breath, I really don't think you're going to say, oh, what is the nurse thinking about me? Does the nurse think I'm a nice person? And you got two breaths left to live. Mm-hmm. The last breath is going to be to your family and friends, I love you. Jesus, here I come.
Jesus.
You're not going to be worried about what somebody thinks about you. You're not going to be worried about what somebody said about you. At that point in your life, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And if you're a believer, you know where you're going next. You're going to heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But Lynn, explain what has happened like in your life. Sometimes when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, and you know, I want to give a shout out to Cousin Adele, Cousin Shandy, Cousin Hana Wahini, Cousin Janelle, also the Reyes family listening in, Misha Brune and the kids up in Whitmore Village, man, mahalo for tuning in, and everybody tuning in. It just warms our heart when people come up to us. Even my brother down in New Hope, Leeward, I got a lot of people listening in there. It warms our heart to know that people are listening, that they feel that this show might encourage them.
Amen.
They feel that what we share here is real. I get all of our sisters down in Madre Teresa saying, bro, we listen to you because a bug are real, bro, straight, just like it's supposed to be. I can't confuse anybody because the first person I'll confuse is myself. So I just got to keep it real, keep it kind of simple. You know, if you want to hear all the 50 cent words, tune in on Saturday nights. Maybe I'll take another show and talk real nice. But I just talk real with people because you know what? My God is real.
That's right.
My God is a real God. He is a living God. He is the El Elyon, the Most High God. He is Adonai, the Lord and Master. He is Yahweh. You have to remember the Lord, the Jehovah. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner. Jehovah Raha, the Lord, my shepherd. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that is there. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Elohim, God, he is Yahweh, the great I am. When you realize who your daddy is, there's nothing in this world that can stop you. And as I tell my wife every day, I don't see no lions running around. We're doing okay.
We're not bleeding.
Give a shout out to Brother Shane, Brother Jay, and Brother Moke. Straight up love you guys. But then please share a little bit so I can swallow my saliva, take a sip of water, and take a chill.
Drink water,
I need help. I need a break.
You know, I got to tell you, my brothers and sisters, just know the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And, you know, I've been watching how the Lord has been working so mightily in my own life. And just a small testimony today, someone came up to me and said, hey, we have this situation. And, you know, in the past, I might have went cringed and maybe a little fear would come up. But today I had the joy of the Lord. Amen. I asked God to help my unbelief all the time. And they came up to me and said, oh, we have a situation. And I just smiled and I said, oh, what did the devil have for us today? And I was confident. You know, it's just like in Psalms 27, I remain confident. I remain confident in the Lord that he wouldn't bring us to it if he couldn't take us through it. And I just knew that he was going to give me the knowledge that he has already gone before me. And that, you know, to make a long story short, we settled that problem very quickly because I trusted. I didn't lean on my own understanding, and I let the Lord lead the way. But what I'd like to do now is share Galatians 5:13. And, you know, Paul is talking about the Spirit, and he's talking about the Holy Spirit that's within us, but he's also talking about living by the Spirit and living in the Spirit. And it starts in Galatians 5:13. You, my brothers and sisters, we're called to be free. Just what Bula was talking about. That freedom, that peace beyond all understanding. And it says, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And, you know, just further on, it talks about all of the acts of the flesh, you know, and all those things, the debauchery and all the ambition and envy and all that negative stuff. And then it ends, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not, and I'll say it again, will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit, the sweet fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. And I got to just tell you, my brothers and sisters, today I had the joy of the Lord. When somebody is about to bring you good news, you know, it's so easy to let the devil step in and just, you know, fool you. But this time I just acknowledged who he was, because God is always with me. And it says in the Bible that when God is with you, the devil will flee. Amen. Pull up.
Gonna jump around over there, and my book is for the Galatia people, and I'm gonna be where Lynn was in chapter 5, verse 13. Hey, brothers and sisters, God won't let you guys go, but that don't mean you can make any kind how you like. We better kukua each other, because you guys get plenty love and aloha for each other. The Bible say get love and aloha for the other guy, just like you get love for yourself. If you guys do that, then you're going to do everything God's rules say. But if you guys go beef with each other and eat up each other just like wild animals, then watch out, because you guys going to wipe out each other. Further down in verse 22, it says, but if we stay tight with God's Spirit, he give us plenty love and aloha for everybody. He make us guys stay good inside. He make our hearts rest inside. He help us wait for the other guy and stay cool. He help us think good about the other people and like do good kind stuff for them. He help us do what we promise. He help us make nice to people and do them with good kind heart. He help us stay in charge of ourselves. No more rules that say you know you can do all that kind of stuff. Everybody who Jesus Christ guy, then they're not gonna do all that bad kind of stuff. They like do just cause they people. Just like they would pull out all that kind of stuff on top of the cross with Jesus. And that stuff no more power over them. Notice, if we stay tight with God's Spirit, then we every time gotta let him stay in charge of us. No get big head. No try make the other guy beef. No try be more better than the other guy. You know, that's basically what it comes down to. When you're living in the Spirit, something comes into your life. But a lot of times we forget that, you know, in Christ, really, who are we? You know, Brother Bula, who are we? If I say that I am a new creation in Christ, who are we? Well, let me go over a few things who you are. So maybe you might remember this when the world is upside down, just so that you know with Jesus Christ inside, you are right side up.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let the chaos of the world overwhelm the calmness in your soul.
That's right.
In Christ, you are victorious. In Christ, you are righteousness. In Christ, you are blessed. In Christ, you are chosen. In Christ, you are complete. In Christ, you are blameless. In Christ, you are holy. In Christ, you are healed. In Christ, you are called. In Christ, you are his masterpiece. In Christ, you are justified. In Christ, you are redeemed. In Christ, you are his friend. In Christ, you are his ambassador. In Christ, you are free. In Christ, you are holy. In Christ, you are strong. But in Christ, you are God's child.
Amen.
You know, sometimes, especially for those of us that are incarcerated and behind the wire, behind the fence, behind the walls, comes down to self-esteem.
Yes.
because you feel that you've hit the end of the road. But as Pastor Scott always says, it's not the end of the road. It's the bend in the road. We all make choices. No one on this earth is blameless. No one on this earth is sinless.
That's right.
There is one perfect being that walked this earth. His name was Jesus.
Jesus.
And all we did was put him on a cross and crucify him. We slayed the innocent lamb. Amen. But you see, a lot of us just say, "Ah, boo, that sounds all good. That sounds like churchy kind stories." But, you know, it don't make sense because, you know, I've been locked up 3 times, you know, and every time I get locked up a little bit longer, I lose touch with my family, my kids. They forget who I even look like, I think, sometimes. And I just want to share with you as we bring this slowly to a close that there are some people in the Bible that possibly might not be just like you, but they might be a little worse than you, or they could be better than you. You know, and so what happens is you have to remember who in the Bible that Brother Bula was talking about. And it's actually kind of funny. I'll talk story a little bit. You guys all know who Noah was.
That's right.
You see, Noah built that ark, and it took him about 100 years to build that ark in Waianae Valley when it never even rained. Kids, 3 generations watching build that ark. Think he was nuts. But you see, Noah was also an alcoholic. Abraham was really old. I mean, 100 years when he had his son. Isaac was a daydreamer. Joseph was abused. Moses, remember Moses in the Old Testament?
Yes.
You know, we had 10 commandments, but might have been more, but Moses was a stutterer. He couldn't speak well. Samson had long hair and was a womanizer. Rahab, oh my goodness, she was hooking. She was a prostitute. God used her. David had an affair. David was a murderer. Elijah was suicidal. Isaiah preached naked. Jonah ran away from God. The fish ate him.
Yep.
Naomi was a widow. Job actually went bankrupt. Peter denied Christ 3 times before the cock shall crow. The disciples fell asleep while Jesus was actually praying.
Yes.
Martha worried about everything. The Samaritan woman was divorced once more, twice, 3. She's divorced plenty kind times. Zacchaeus was too small. Paul was way too religious. And Lazarus was dead. So between Noah being the alcoholic, starting the first AA in the Bible, all the way to Lazarus was being dead, I believe we can fall into somewhere
in between
those two. You see, never believe what the world says, but believe how the Lord sees your heart. You know, we just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. You know, we just wanted to share a little bit about the Holy Spirit and how that can really fill you. That can bring you the joy and the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
It's not a show. It's just you and Jesus. It's just singing songs in your heart. The Lord sees your heart.
Yes.
The world sees the outside of you, but the Lord sees your heart. Just mahalo for tuning in. Call out to Papa tonight, Abba Father. Tell him how your day went. We love you. We miss you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Be blessed, not stressed.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bula Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bula at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.